Hi, Newstalk's Ciara Kelly here. Summer always feels like a fresh start, and for a lot of us, that fresh start begins at home. Ideas start bubbling away. Maybe it's a new bathroom, a new kitchen, or a bigger renovation. But this is the moment when it all really starts to take shape. If you're thinking ahead, Tile Style is the place to begin. Tile Style has an incredible range of tiles, flooring, and finishes, and they make the planning side far easier too. Their team can help you visualize your space with customized virtual designs for kitchens and bathrooms so you can feel confident about your choices long before any work begins. And it's a great time to start planning because the Tile Style Summer Sale is now on with 40% off all tiles in stock and incredible reductions on wood flooring, bathrooms and fitted kitchens too. It's a brilliant opportunity to get inspired, make decisions early and take advantage of real savings while you're at it.
Moncrief on News Talk.
There's an increasing body of research into how animals experience the world. Can they feel sad? Can they grieve? Do they experience fear? And this research extends down even to the insect world. A study conducted by the University of Sydney seems to indicate that crickets can experience pain. Tom White is an entomologist there. Good afternoon, Tom.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
So why did you choose crickets for this particular study?
Yeah, so crickets, there's a couple of good reasons. One is that crickets are members of a group of insects that are very, very ancient. So these are one of the first kinds of insects to ever evolve. And so if we find skills and abilities and capacities in these old groups, then it stands to reason that they might be in all the more derived insects as well, all the newer groups.
Right, okay.
The second reason would be that, look, crickets are roughly equivalent. They're kind of like the house cat of the insect world. So they are widely domesticated. We rear these things in the hundreds of billions, if not the trillions, on farms and for food. So we feed them to lots of other things as a nice, hearty source of protein. So it makes sense that we should be interested in what's going on inside.
Yeah, and the antenna of a cricket, what was known about it up to this point as to what it was used for?
Look, insects use their antennae to smell and touch and feel the world around them, and so we knew that they can detect things like heat and cold, but the question was not for us as to whether or not they can simply detect these things, but whether at the other end of that process of detecting harm, whether they actually felt it on the inside.
And so describe the process of how you went about administering pain to them.
Yes, so it's kind of similar. If you imagine, you've made the mistake of touching a hot pan on the stove, you whip your arm away, that little nerve impulse travels to your spine, comes back, pulls your hand away, and then you nurse that hand and you go, ouch, and you run it underwater. We kind of put crickets through a similar sort of test. We used a little hot probe, and it was just hot enough to make them uncomfortable, but not to really injure or damage them. And then we had some other groups of crickets where we just poked them or left them alone, and we looked for those similar kinds of behaviors. So behaviors that went above and beyond just having a robotic sort of reflex, but ones where they held their antennae and they groomed them, and did they touch them more and for longer? And everything that we found suggests that they did. They really paid a lot of attention in the same kind of a way that a person would nurse their hand or a dog might lick its paw after it's touched some hot pavement.
So did it seem like at least the cricket's perception was that the antenna had been damaged somehow?
Yes. So they certainly detected it, and it was even more than just damage. So they've got similar reflexes like so many animals do, like we do. If it's a quick, short little response, then they can just whip things away. It was really that duration and the focused attention on that particular antennae, that body part, that gives us the clue that actually there's a bit more than simple reflexes at play here.
Mm. Would you go so far as to say it was an experience of pain, or at least had the appearance of it?
Yes, had the appearance of it, absolutely. So one of the great difficulties with these things is that we can never really know what's going on inside any other animal, any other person, let alone another animal that's very unlike us. So the best we can do is to look for these clues, look for these behaviors, and this is definitely one of those clues. So I think it certainly points in that direction. But it's one piece of a puzzle that we're continuing to construct.
Yeah. And now you gave the reason why you chose insects. So we could infer that maybe many other sorts, or crickets, many other sorts of insects might have a similar reaction.
I think that's very possible. Yeah. If this trend continues, I mean, insects, of course, they're about 80-85% of animal life. There are trillions of them on the planet. And so, yeah, if we find these sort of capacities in insects, and there's some other work in flies and bees that look for different kinds of clues, I think it becomes increasingly reasonable to expect that actually these little minds and these little feelings might be much more widespread than we once thought.
So does that imply some degree of sentience?
That's exactly what we're talking about. So sentience is broadly defined as the capacity to feel, basically. At the very simplest level, we're talking about, can you feel good or bad? And so, yes, that's exactly what we're talking about here. If something can feel pain, then you would describe it as sentient.
Mm. No, because I suppose you could say, well, they detected the heat and they went, that's wrong, rather than it's pain in the same way we would experience it.
Yes, that's a great point. So certainly it would be quite if there is an experience going on, it's very different to what we experience, because we have all these extra skills and abilities. We can reflect on our feelings and think about our thoughts, all of that kind of thing. But the trick, yeah, I think for us is really looking for that flexibility in the behaviors. So more than just kind of the robotic reflexive responses that people thought, well, maybe there's nothing really going on in there. And looking for that extra deeper sort of engagement with the world around them, those are thought to be the kinds of clues that give some insight into what might be going on.
Mm. So the cricket knew something was touching its antenna that, you know, was unpleasant, or, you know, that shouldn't be touching its antenna. Did they react in this, like, did they shrink away from the heat? Did they run around the place holding it and swearing the way a human might?
They do. There was also a general agitation. So, yep, they were heightened, but really their focus, their intense focus, just, you know, in the same way that, again, you know, a dog licks its paw, or the human really focuses just on that bit that was hurt. They were really, really interested and focused on that antennae. They grabbed it, they brought it to their mouth, they held it, they touched and touched and touched it. And it took them about 5 to 10 minutes to really go back to normal, like, oh, okay, back to baseline.
Okay, right. And were there other crickets beside them who might have been aware of this?
No, we kept them isolated for this particular test, but it's a great question. That kind of broader social context is an excellent, like, you know, next step. It's a fascinating idea. And there is some work on that in bees, because they're extremely social creatures, of course. But yeah, that would be an interesting next step.
Tom White is an entomologist from the University of Sydney. Tom, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew!